So Hilchos Vasemes, amongst many others, explains that Sukkis is a mitzvah of bitachon in Hashem. And it's obviously the transition after Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur, we develop this deep kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we show Hashem, you know, how deep it goes. We have such bitachon in you, where Mom is willing to leave our safety of our house, the protection of our house, and live outdoors for a week. That's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the bitachon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Aruch HaNer explains, the Gemara tells us, many of us learned in Sukkah right at the beginning, that if the walls are 20 amos high, over 20 amos is possible. There's different deos, what it is, one of the reasons why if the walls are 20 amos, over 20 amos high, the Sukkah is possible, is because then all the shade, all the protection comes from the walls. And we want that the shade, the protection should come from the schach. So Aruch HaNer explains why. The walls represent Olam Hazeh. The walls represent Gashmias. They're connected to the ground. It's this world. The schach represents the Eibishter, the Shemayim, the Rabbon Shol. That every yid in his sukkah has to be talking that everything from Hashem. If the walls are protecting me, this world is protecting me. Koich v'yadim yatzi, what I do is protecting me. It has to be the schach that's protecting me. It has to be so I realize and look up, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom that's protecting me. The sukkah is bitachon. So the Rabbeinu Shalom gave me a tremendous, tremendous remez. Are you ready? On Erev Yom Kippur, I was sitting and learning on the top of Shuvu Banim, staring at Har HaBayis. This was Tuesday morning. Spent all Tuesday morning there. It was incredible. And the Rebbeinu Shel sent me this matana. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Sei Midiras Keva. Sei Midiras Keva. We have to leave our permanent residency, right? So I thought to myself, maybe it's telling us something. Sei Midiras Keva is also saying, take Tzei from Diras Keva. Take Tzei out of Keva. Say mi diras keva. Say from keva. What do I mean? You guys look at me like a little stranger. Say is gematria 91. Keva is gematria 172. Kuf beis ayin. Take say out of keva, and you'll understand what it is to leave your permanent house and be in a sukkah. So if we take 172 keva minus say minus 91, you end up with gematria 81. Looking at our bias and the Rebbeinu Shel Mivatana, exactly gematria, habitachon, the bitachon that we're supposed to be having. If you take tzei out of keva, if you leave your residence, you have the bitachon Hashem. That's the bitachon we need to have. So I'm sitting today at Reuben's barbershop, also Kaddish Dik Makom. Those of us who understand Reuben and understand what a barber is to take away the chitzoinis of the hair, to Kaddish Dik Makom. And I'm waiting. And I'm learning, waiting to get a haircut. So I realized that they're overlooking our bias. They only dash in the beginning of the line. The whole line in the Gemara is say midiras keva, vishev, bidiras arai. And settle in a diras arai, in your temporary structure, in the sukkah. So I thought maybe with derech drush, you have to say, you take out of keva to end up abitachon. V'shev, you have to settle the tzei into arai. V'shev, if you have to finish it. So take the tzei and put it into arai. Now first of all, tzei 91 happens to also be exactly gematria sukkah. And it also happens to be exactly gematria shem havaya with adnas together. Yud ke vav ke alf dal nun yud is also 91. So yeah, you're taking all that. And so you took it out of keva to end up with abitachon. However, v'shev, you have to settle it b'diras arai into arai. So arai is gematria 281. Arai is 281. So now you add say you took say out of keva. Now you have to put it into arai. You add 91 to 281, and you have 372. What is 372? What are you going to be left with if you take say out of keva and have the bitachon that you're supposed to have abitachon, but then you shave it, you put it into a raya, you take 91, you edit it to the what? To the 271. 281. I'm sorry, 281. What do we say? 281. 281, and you add the 91, you end up with 372 with the koil exactly gematria, chai simcha, a life of simcha. When a person is able to have the bitachon of the sukkah and the bitachon Hashem, which you take out of the keva and you go into arai, you put it into your temporary dwelling, into the sukkah, you have a life of simcha always. When do we not have simcha? When we're not living with Hashem. And that was my answer. I was just so bothered. How could this tragedy happen right before Simchas? Sukkis. How could it happen right before Sukkis? V'samacht b'chagecha. How's the Fold family? How are the children of Ari Fold, the wife of Ari Fold, the siblings, the parents, going to be celebrating Sukkis and they were building their Sukkah today? V'samacht b'chagecha. The terrace is with bitachon. With bitachon you can get through anything. With bitachon, Hashem is by my side. I don't know why, but I know it's Hashem. And I could deal with anything. Without bitachon, I'm destroyed. I have nothing. I'm frozen. I can't even sit. And how would they have sat and be makabel people paying Shiva call? Because they have bitachon. Tremendous bitachon that us didn't have. And with that bitachon, when we have that bitachon, that's when we have a life of simcha. And maybe that's why as well, when I discussed to pay a Shiva call, so Hillel and a bunch of Ari's children, another brother, were all sitting outside. In like it's surrounded by fences that it goes into the house, but it was an outside like courtyard in Efrat. So even by the Shiva already, they were outside, they were Bediras Arai. They were already saying, we understand that the Avoida is to have the Bitachon of the Sukkah. And if we have the Bitachon of the Sukkah, we could have Simcha always. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. It should be a Zman Simcha Seinu for each and every one of us. It should be a Zman Simcha Seinu for all of Klai Yisrael, where Hashem should take this tragedy, it should be the final kapara that Klai Yisrael needs. So we're zoichet the ultimate Simcha of HaPrei Sukkah Shlemecha, of the Sukkah, Beis HaMikdash, and Mashiach Zekeinu, B'mheir of Yemenu, Heil Yishav Kodesh, and Heil Yantiv to everyone.
Shabbos Kodesh.